Hey, Denise, how's it going?
Good, mate. How's it going with you?
Oh, it's very good. Now, you're off to Great Barrier Island today.
Yep. I'm going in about 15 minutes, so I'm out at the airport.
So what's happening in the barrier? Because, of course, you're the councillor not only for us here on Waiheke, but for the whole of the Hauraki Gulf.
Yeah. Actually, I think the Great Barrier part of it is probably the best part of the job of being the councillor. It's fantastic over there. I'm going there today because it's the centre parade there. And it's organised by, you know, people in the community like we do on Waiheke as well. And it's always a real laugh. And the community board and the councillor have to lead the singing.
The singing?
Yeah, you know, so I've been practising jingle bells and that sort of thing.
So, have you been to one of these before?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well, Chris.
No, I can't hear myself very well either, but have you been to one of these centre parades over there before?
Yes, I did it. It was just after I got elected last year, actually, in October. And so I went to the one, last December.
Okay.
It was great. I took my daughter with me, and it's a real fun day. That they have it down in the sports park, and they have a water slide, which is, you know, for an island community, that's a really big deal. And she had a great time, and we were getting on the plane coming home. She said, "Oh, man, Mum, they're just like island kids."
So
I think she meant they were really friendly.
Are you expecting to be waylaid about issues over there as well, or is it purely fun today?
Oh, no, you get waylaid anyway, and anywhere, and on Waiheke or Great Barrier, any time of the day or night, really, just whenever you're out there in public. So, yes, no, people will ask me questions, they always do. Nikki Kay, actually, our new MP, is also at the centre parade as a guest this year as well.
So what are the issues over there, and how do they differ from Waiheke issues?
One of the major issues over on Great Barrier is about economic development, i.e. there is none.
Well, there's the drug culture, surely. There's a bit of money in that.
Yeah, you know, like people say this, and I think I've heard estimates that, you know, it's a $1 billion kind of economy over there, or that's what that's the amount of money that they're talking about. I have no idea, because it's the black economy anyway. The average legitimate income is under 20,000 for your family, and there's not a lot of job opportunities. But they're a very resilient and hardy kind of island community. Even more so than Waiheke, because they have to make their own electricity, for example, not just the wastewater and rainwater collection. They're also dependent on their own initiative for producing power. So, really, really interesting people and very resourceful.
So, no threat of wheelie bins over there?
No, at this stage. Great Barrier is quite different from Waiheke in that they've got a landfill, which is, the community board and I have been trying to get sort of like proper information about tonnage of waste going into the landfill, because it has got a long life. And we've sort of been a bit held back by the fact that the weighbridge over there is dependent on power, and the power source was buggered for a while. So we're still trying to get... We've got volumes, but we haven't got waste. And they are going to run out of space to put the rubbish, so... They do recycle, and given that, you know, it's even harder to get, they're importing a hell of a lot of their goods, there's a real thriftiness about reuse on the island.
Now, they're a bit closer to the Coromandel than we are here on Waiheke. Is there any mood there for secession and moving us over to part of the Thames District Council?
No, in fact, they're furious about it. They're absolutely furious. There are about, one estimate I heard was 3 signatures from Great Barrier.
3?
3, yeah. 1, 2, 3. and they're furious about it because they don't want to be told what to do by Waiheke either. You know, it's fair enough that we've all got issues with Auckland City Council, but there's a huge amount of resentment towards Nobelangelo Karamalis for actually starting a petition and roping them into it. And so I did suggest that he might want to come to public forum at the community board, but he didn't think that was a good idea.
Okay, so Denise, now one thing I think you should look out for is I've only been to the barrier once, but I was astounded when I got on the plane, which is quite a small plane, by the way. This guy had the biggest bag of McDonald's that I've ever seen. It was a huge big bag, absolutely stuffed full. You know, like when you used to go to the supermarket and they had those bags and you could fill your own bag with bread buns?
Yeah.
And you'd go, right, well, I can fit 36 buns in this bag as long as I take them out as soon as I get home and they'll spring back into shape. This guy had a plastic bag and it was like he'd done that with McDonald's burgers. And he had to take them over to the barrier. And I thought, well, these squash burgers going in the microwave on the other end, these must be really desperate. So,
Well, you know, they're even more remote, so they don't have access to a lot of hamburger bars either.
Yeah, well, I'll be keen to hear from you when you get back, like what sights you saw over there, because it can be an interesting place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been on that flight with dogs sitting on my lap and, you know, dodging the fishing lines, or the fishing rods that wouldn't fit in the back, you know. I mean, it's pretty loose.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Denise, and send our best to our friends over on the barrier.
Will do. Okay. You have a great day on Waiheke Radio.
Okay. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.